Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Please, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Paul says in verse number 1, Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, that the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he might please him who have chose him to be a soldier. I want to talk to you out of that verse today, and along with many other verses as I preach this morning. Notice in verse 4 again, and no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chose him to be a soldier. Thank you for standing and be seated. I want to preach a few minutes this morning on a pleasing soldier. A pleasing soldier. Memorial Day, I love Memorial Day. I appreciate our military. I appreciate those that... One morning at 3 o'clock, someone come to his motel room and woke him up. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, woke him up and said, you've got to come out to the interstate. And when he got up that morning and drove out to Interstate 75, there was hundreds and hundreds of trucks. Army trucks and Army equipment had gone down Interstate 75 going to Florida to be shipped out, to be shipped to Kuwait. When he got out there that morning, the guy said that there was somebody had borrowed a generator and it lit up the whole side of a bridge. And it was lit up from one end to the other. And it draped American flag across that bridge there and across the banister of that bridge. And those people, when the military come by and the Army people come by, they saw those people standing on the side of the road waving those soldiers home. And they said those soldiers was hanging out the door and hanging out the windows and saluting that flag as they come by. I want to say to you again this morning, thank God for those that have served our country, those that have stood and served our country this morning. I want to say thank God for that this morning. And when you study the Bible this morning, you'll find the Apostle Paul likens the children of God to a lot of different things. Matter of fact, if you study in your Bible this morning, Paul likens us unto saints. Paul likens us unto servants. Paul likens us unto students. Paul likens us unto a steward. But here in our text this morning, Paul likens you and I unto a soldier today. And we're soldiers of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the opportunity to be a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ today. I think about that, and I think about the soldiers for Christ today. Not only soldiers for our country, how about soldiers for Christ today? You'll read about the soldiers for Christ, the heroes of faith. It's found in Hebrews chapter number 11. And many of them, if you said it this morning, they also gave the ultimate sacrifice. The sacrifice. You have to hear what we have today. Here in our text this morning, the Apostle Paul is right from a jail cell. He's in prison. He's getting ready here to be beheaded. He's getting ready to give his life for the cause of Christ. And he's writing to a young preacher here. And he's telling this young preacher here, hey, be a good soldier for God. Be a good soldier for God. And he's encouraging him to do that this morning. And I can see the Apostle Paul. And matter of fact, when you say to 2 Timothy chapter 4, you'll find that's when they come to get the Apostle Paul. And they behead him for the cause of Christ. And when I think about that, I think about what a soldier. Man, what a soldier. And you know what Paul is saying to Timothy? That young preacher, here's what he said. Be a pleasing soldier. Look at the text. He says in the latter part of verse 4, how that he may please him, he chose him to be a soldier. Can I say this to you today? That's my desire. My desire is to please him. I say my desire this morning, I thank God, is to please him. I want to say it again. I said my desire is to please him this morning. Oh boy, when I realized where I was at when he found me, when I realized what he has done for me, how when I realized where he brought me from, When I realize where he's going to take me one day, I've got a real desire. Hello. I want to please him. Amen. I say, thank God. I just want to please him this morning. I want to give you two or three things and I'll be done. First of all, how don't you notice in the text again, it says in verse 4, how that I might please him, he chose him to be a soldier. Two or three ways we can be a pleasing soldier today. Number one, I'll say, first of all, we can be a pleasing soldier today. How a pleasing soldier is a following soldier. How he follows command. He does what he's told. And may I say this to you today? How the reason he follows is simply this. He's been chosen. I say he's been chosen. And may I say this to you today? Thank God for the day that God chose you and I. Yeah. You remember when you turned 18? Y'all remember that? Brother Robert, you remember about 75 years ago when you turned 18? And you remember you had to register. Remember that, Brother Tom? I remember that very well. And you know what? You volunteer. You give yourself. You're going to be drafted. You could be drafted. And the Army, Uncle Sam, he chooses. And may I say to you this morning, to be a pleasing soldier, have followed him, you've got to be chosen today. Now say it was a good day in my life when God chose me. Can I say this today? I didn't choose him. He chose me. Bible said in John, chapter number 12, there, John, is it John 12? He said, Jesus said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and ordained you. May I say to you today, he chose me one day. Had to follow him. I want to say, listen today. If you're not saved today, this could be your day. I said, if you're not saved today, thank God, and this could be your day today. Wouldn't it be wonderful if God, the Holy Ghost, this morning, I would reach down in amazing grace and convict that young man or convict that young woman or that mama, that daddy today and choose you? Yeah, I've been chosen. I like what the Bible said. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter 1, I love this verse. When I find it, Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 4. According to he has chosen us in him. And may I say to you again this morning. God has chosen you today. You didn't choose him, he chose you. You didn't find God, he found you. Are y'all hearing me this morning? He chose you. And if you've been saved by the grace of God, he chose you one day. Now think about in your mind right now. You remember when God spoke to you? You remember when God chose you? You remember when the Holy Ghost came by and said, I want you. I choose you. I want you. Again, I said it a while ago on the 22nd day of October, 1970. And by the way, you don't have to remember a date, but you better remember a place. Are you hearing me? And he'll choose you this morning. Oh, I cannot emphasize enough this morning. If you're not saved today, you can be chosen today. He saved you and changed you in this service today. I want to say a following soldier is a pleasing soldier. And the only way you can follow him this morning, is simply be chosen. He comes by. He knocks on your heart. He says, I want you in my army. I want you in my military. I like it. Are you hearing me? And he'll choose you this morning. You say, preacher, I'm a nobody. He's interested in you. He'll say, I don't know anything. He's interested in you. You say, preacher, you don't understand my condition. He's interested in you. He'll say, preacher, I'm wretched and I'm vile and I'm wicked. He's interested in you. Are you hearing me today? I want to say, thank God he'll choose you this morning. To be a good soldier, man. Quite often you'll go to different places. Lowe's will say this. Sir, were you in the military? I said, absolutely, I'm in the military. And they'll look at my gray hair and say, really? I said, really. And what military are you in? I'm in the Lord's army. And by the way, that's the main one. Hello. Had the Lord's army, thank God. I'm trying to tell you today, it'd be a good day to get chosen. And when you get chosen, you'll follow him. You'll follow him when you get chosen. I want to say, first of all, this morning, and by the way, following, you know what that implies? That implies relationship. I follow him. I listen to him. I obey him.
I'll say this morning, a pleasing soldier is a fallen soldier, and a fallen soldier is somebody that's been chosen. He chose you. Thank God he paid the price that you could be saved. Are you hearing me? Oh, yes, sir. I want to say a pleasing soldier is a fallen soldier. But then I want to say number two this morning quickly. Not only, what time is it? Let's see what time it is. I like whoever said that. Somebody give him a quarter. Watch this right here. I want to say, not only a fallen soldier, a pleasing soldier is a fallen soldier, but notice in verse number 2 and 3, he says, verse 2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. That thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." I'll say a pleasing soldier is a fallen soldier. But may I say a pleasing soldier this morning is a faithful soldier. He's a faithful man. Thank God. She's a faithful woman. And a pleasing soldier is a faithful person this morning. He said in verse number 3, "Let us endure hardness." That's a good soldier. May I say this? A soldier goes through tough times. Soldier, basic training. You remember that? Basic training. I'm telling you, it was tough at Camp Raven Knob. Those 6 days, were y'all hearing me? And it was tough. Are you hearing me? My scoutmaster helped me along with it. A real soldier is one that's faithful. He endures hardness and hardship and trouble, but he goes right on through it anyhow. And his goal is to please the commander-in-chief. That's his goal. He wants to be faithful. I just can simply please and have the commander-in-chief. And may I say a pleasing soldier, it's a faithful soldier. Though hardships come, though trouble come, though hard time come, he stays by the stuff, thank God. A pleasing soldier is a faithful soldier. Can I say this? A pleasing soldier is a familiar soldier. You say, what's he familiar with? Well, number one, a pleasing soldier is familiar with their commander-in-chief. He knows who's over him. He knows who's in authority. He knows where his orders come from. And may I say, a pleasing soldier, I'll promise you this morning, a pleasing soldier, he's familiar. He's familiar with the commander-in-chief. I know him, do you? I say, I know him to you. I say, I know him personally. I say, I know him personally this morning. I know when he speaks. I know, he's not only familiar with the commander-in-chief, but he's familiar with the commander's voice. Are you hearing me? Anybody ever watch Gomer Powell? Anybody ever watch Sergeant Carter? And boy, when Sergeant Carter speaks, Mr. Powell's eyeballs opens. Are y'all hearing me? And may I say to you this morning, he's familiar not only with the commander, but he's familiar with the commander's voice. When the commander speaks, there's no other voice like that voice, because that's the voice of authority. That's the voice of power. That's the voice of command. Are you hearing me? And may I say to you this morning, John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow." Thank God I know that voice. Hallelujah. I said I know that voice this morning. I know when he's speaking. I'm familiar with that voice. And may I say to you this morning, a pleasing soldier, he's familiar. He knows what's going on. He knows the voice of his master, thank God. Can I ask you a question? Do you know the voice of the commander-in-chief? I say to you, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. He's a pretty good one. You say, I don't like him. Well, keep that to yourself. But listen to this. I'm telling you this morning, a real pleasing soldier, he'll be familiar with that voice. You ever been driving down the road and the Holy Ghost speak to your heart and say this, do this and thus? I was preaching revival. I don't know why I thought of this. I was preaching revival in Surrey County. May have been to this church. It would have been the late 80s, early 90s. And I lived at Turner's Creek off Highway 601 them years. And I'd come up 601. I'll tell you, I was familiar with 601 in the 80s and 90s. All I'd have to do is get in my car and say, Mount Airy. I'd just go to sleep. He knew how to get there. So I stayed over here in revival. But I was over here in revival. I don't remember what church I was in. But anyhow, every night going home, right when you cross the Yakin River Bridge on 601 on the right, there was a beer joint at that time. Maybe one hour now. I don't know. You know, what is it? I don't know. But anyhow, I don't know. But it's a beer joint. And every night when I'd go home, the Holy Ghost said, stop and go in that beer joint and give them guys a gospel track. And the guy that run it, I think it killed somebody. I'm serious when I say that. And see, that's Surrey County. Across the river is Cana. That's where I lived. You'll get that later. I'd come over into Moab and preach and go back to Cana every night. And every night, five nights, I'd drive it home. Holy Ghost said, stop and go there and give that guy a gospel track. I'd heard how mean he was. And I didn't stop. Buddy, all the way down 601, I could hear that voice. And Tuesday night, same thing. Wednesday night, same thing. I put up with that all week long. And I think it was on a Thursday night. I said, swim, sink, get shot, throat cut, whatever. I'm going to obey God. Pull my car off the side of the road, walk in that beer joint. That guy run that place, rough as a cob. I have no idea who he was. But I remember the story about him. I was scared of him. And I walked in there, trembling. I said, sir, I'm Preacher Barker. Been over here preaching revival in Mount Airy. And the Holy Ghost told me, just stop and give you a gospel track. You know what that guy done? He took that track and was as nice to me as anybody I've ever met in my life. And said, thank you, preacher. Thank you for giving me. Are you hearing me? I know that voice. Are y'all hearing me? I'm telling you, a pleasing soldier, he's familiar. He's familiar with the commander-in-chief. He's familiar with that voice. Hello, I said he. I like that voice, don't you? Don't you like it when he comes by and says, everything's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. You just go on, everything's going to be okay. Are you hearing me? I tell you something else he's familiar with. A pleasing soldier is familiar with his weapon. Are you hearing me? And I like weapons, don't y'all? And somebody say amen. Help me out. And you say, you like, oh yeah, I like them. I like them. It's good. I carry them with me. I sleep right beside one every night. Are you hearing me? And but here's what I started to say to you. He's familiar with his weapon. And may I say to you, you and I, that's a child of God and a soldier of God this morning, we're familiar with our welcome. Our weapon. You say, what is our welcome for the welcome? Our weapon this morning is for the Word of God. It's quick and powerful and sharper. Hello, than two-edged sword. I got a weapon, thank God. Right here it is this morning. And by the way, can I tell you this today? The devil don't like this weapon. Hey, you don't get the devil on the flat. Hey, you don't get him how you are. Hey, you don't get him away from you. Go quoting that Bible to him. Yes, sir. I'll tell you something else I found out. These days, in recent days, I've not been able to sleep as good as I one time was. And I'm not going to end that story. But I'll tell you what, I found out will help you at night if you can't go to sleep. You take all them pills you want to take. But to tell you what will help you more than anything. When you're laying there trying to go to sleep, and seem like your mind's in a whirlwind, can't go to sleep, just start quoting scripture about the blood. And his blood cleanses from all sin. And the blood of Jesus Christ washes our sins away. Unto him that loved us and washed our sins away. Then I go to singing. I put my wife to sleep singing. Are y'all hearing me? I mean, she's snoring and I'm singing. Hey, man. Oh, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Hear me this morning. A real soldier is familiar with his weapon today. Did you know a real soldier is familiar with the enemy? We're not ignorant concerning his devices. We know what they are this morning. And I'll tell you today, what a joy to be a servant today. What a joy to be a soldier today. I say, what a joy, thank God, to be a soldier of Jesus Christ today. I want to say a real pleasing soldier is familiar. But may I say a real pleasing soldier this morning is a fighter. Y'all get what I said? We're not going to turn because we don't have time. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I fought a good fight. How can I say this and say it the right way and not make nobody mad at me? So here's how I'm going to say it. We're living one of the most craziest, sissiest generations I've ever seen in my life. Listen, you just got them youngins. Turn them loose. Throw the computer away. Get rid of the cell phone. Take them outside and wallow them in red dirt. Yeah. Amen. I'm preaching good. Are y'all hearing me? Sissies. Don't know how to do nothing. They don't even know what a chopping axe is. They don't have a clue what a hoe is. My daddy had a way of using a hoe two ways. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I'll tell you, a real soldier, a pleasing soldier is a fighting soldier. Paul said, I fought a good fight. Hey, you say, isn't it bad to be in the fight? It ain't if you're winning. Are you hearing me? And I want to say to you this morning, pleasing soldier, Paul says, I fought a good fight. And by the way, you'll never find a good soldier retreating. You'll never find a good soldier turning back. You'll never find a good soldier throwing in the towel. Oh, I want to be a good soldier for Jesus. You say, do you ever get in a fight? Every day of my life. Boy, I'll tell you what, the enemy comes every day of my life. And he'll tell me this, and he'll tell me that, and he'll tell me this, and he'll tell me that. But I'll say this morning, he is a liar. He's a defeated foe. I'll tell you, thank God he's already been beat. He's already been bruised. And it ain't going to be long, he's going to burn. Are y'all hearing me? I'm telling you this morning, oh, real pleasing soldier is one that fights this morning. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't let the devil have your family. Don't let the devil have your young'uns. Don't let the devil have your marriage. Hey, don't let the devil have your soul and cause you to die and go to hell someday. Oh, I'll tell you, a pleasing soldier. I'm telling you this morning. Oh, my. My mind's going so many different ways. Did you know there's actually children in Surrey County don't know that the sun comes up gradually? Did you know there's mamas and daddies? Dear Lord, me and Brother Robert visited yesterday. Probably visited between 30 and 50 homes. And if all them that didn't come to the door had a vehicle in the driveway, it didn't come to the door. If they was in the bed, I'm moving, but listen to me. I'm telling you, a pleasing soldier is a fighting soldier today. A fighting. There ain't no babies in the army, man. And by the way, can I say this to you this morning? There ain't no babies in God's army either. If you're in God's army, I'll tell you something, you're probably going to get your feelings hurt. If you're in God's army, somebody's probably going to say something you don't like. If you're in God's army, there's probably somebody going to walk by you some of these days, not even shake your hand. Are you listening? You say, what am I going to do? Well, why don't you go have a pity party? Oh, God bless you. Hear me this morning. Toughen it up, man. Hey, a pleasing soldier. It's a fighting soldier. Look at verse number 1. I got to hurry. Notice what he says in verse 1. Verse number 1 is, a son were to be strong. Look at the verse. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse number 2, as a steward were to be faithful. Look at verse 2. That the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, were to be faithful. But as a soldier were to endure hardness. Look at verse 3. As a soldier in verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. You know what that word means? That word hardness this morning, it means stay by the stuff. In spite of whatever's happening, just simply stay by the stuff. And may I say this to you today? There's a lot of people today in churches. They're only a few days away from getting out. And if you're not all the way in, it won't be long, you'll be all the way out. Y'all didn't get what I just said. I said, if you're not all the way in, it won't be long, you'll be all the way out. And I want to say to you, a pleasing soldier is a fighting soldier. God give us grit and grace and determination. Well, preacher, the preacher didn't even speak to me. Years and years ago, I was pastoring a church. I'm talking about 40 years ago. I was pastoring a church. Man, in that church, I had, I don't know, 8 or 10 young preachers. And I was visiting one of my members one day in the hospital. This particular guy that I was visiting, he and his wife, they had a major problem. Their tongue was loose on both ends. The Lord never tied it down. I mean, just griped all the time about something. A fellow told me one day I was visiting him in the hospital. He said, preacher, I'll tell you something. I said, what's that? He said, how about telling them young preachers at the church to speak to us and shake hands? I said, okay. I said, let me ask you a question. Have you spoke to them and shook their hand? Well, no. Well, the Bible said a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And may I say to you this morning, all this and toughen it up. Get tough, man. We're living in a wicked day. I'll say a pleasing soldier this morning is a fighting soldier. It's worth the fight for your family. It's worth the fight for your church. Can I say this real quick? There's several things that I'll fight for. Number one, I'll fight for that little lady sitting right over there. If you put your hands on her the wrong way, you know what's under here? You just don't want to know what's under here. If it ain't under there, I know where somewhere else might be. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you. I'd fight for my wife. I'd fight for my children. I'll cut your head off of my grandbabies. And I'll kill you over my grandbabies, great-grandbabies. Won't we, Brother Tom? Amen. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I'll tell you something else I'd fight for. I'd fight for Amazing Grace Baptist Church. I'll tell you something. You're not going to criticize this church to me. I'm a member here. I tithe to this church. I give the faith promise to this church. I go all over America preaching and telling everybody, I'm a member of the Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Logap, North Carolina. Where's Logap? Are you hearing me? And I'll tell you something else I'd fight for. I'd fight for my pastor in a heartbeat. And don't you listen to this. I know what you're thinking. The reason you're thinking that, here's what you're getting ready to say. I guess you would. You just got done saying you'd fight for your young'uns. Well, I'm going to take the young'uns aspect out of it. I'd fight for my pastor. I want to tell you, a good soldier, a pleasing soldier, I'm done, a pleasing soldier is a fighting soldier. But then may I say in closing, a pleasing soldier is a finishing soldier. He'll finish it. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. I picked this up, and I'm sure Miss Gay back there could sing this. Most of you have never heard this song. One day when I was thinking on unseen things above, the Savior spoke unto me and filled my heart with love. That's the first verse. I used to have some people that walked and talked with me, but since I've been converted, they've turned their back on me. That's the second verse. The third verse says, some say, give me silver. Some say, give me gold. I say, give me Jesus. He saved my dying soul. The fourth verse says, I'll take this gospel trumpet. I'll begin to blow. Oh, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll blow it wherever I go. Here's the chorus. I'm going to die on the battlefield. I'm going to die in this war. I'm going to die on the battlefield with glory in my soul. Somebody sing that tonight. Will you sing it tonight? All right. Are you listening to me? I want to say to you, thank God for being a pleasing soldier. And by the way, that pleasing soldier is a finishing soldier. He's in it for the long haul. He's not going to stop. He's not going to quit. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to serve God to the day I die. By the good grace of God, I read this story and I'm done. You come to the piano, don't play. Just come. I read this story. In World War II, this young man went off to war. While in war, He stepped on a landmine and blew both his arms off, plumb up to his elbows. And for months and months and months and months, he was in a military hospital. After several months, they got him out. He got out where he could get out of the hospital. Had an old godly daddy at home that had prayed for him and had prayed for him and had prayed for him. And when they got him out of the hospital to bring him home, the school band, his home school band, rented a limousine and picked him up at the airport and brought him home in that limousine. And someone had took American flag and covered up his nubs and had it draped over him like this when he got home. Old dad come out on the porch, saw his son that had sacrificed so much for the cause of the country. Dad walked out, uncovered them nubs, laid the flag over the side, kissed each one of them nubs, and looked at his son and said, "Son, job well done. Job well done. I want y'all to look up here at me and listen to me, and I'm done. I got one life's goal in mind. One. There's just one life. And I've learned in recent days it'd be gone real quick. There's just one life, and it will soon be gone. And all that's done for Christ is all that's going to last. I'm not interested in a school band. I'm not, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not really interested in a pat on the back. I'm not interested in somebody walking up to me bragging on me. I'll tell you what I'm interested in this morning. One day when I stand before my commander-in-chief, if I just hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Are you hearing me this morning? That's my desire. I don't know about you, but I fail him so much. Do you ever get disappointed with you? I fail him so much. So many times in my life I fail him. And I say to myself, I can't believe I'm that way, this old flesh. I fail him. If I can just stay faithful, do exactly what I'm supposed to do, and one of these days when I stand before him, hallelujah. Are you hearing me? We are going to do that. We are going to. And by the way, that could be the day. The trump could sound today. I want to ask you a question. I'm done. I want to ask you a question. What kind of soldier? What kind of soldier are you this morning? Hey, lady, what kind of soldier are you this morning? Do you ever get disappointed? Again, do you ever get disappointed in you? And say to yourself, man, I didn't pray this week. I didn't read my Bible this week. My commander-in-chief, I'm sure, is probably not pleased with me this week. When that day comes, it's not going to matter how much money you got. It's not going to matter how many houses you have. It's not going to matter how much land you have. It's not going to matter how successful you've been in this life. One thing's going to matter, and one thing is all. The creator of the universe that spoke it all into existence, I'll stand before him. I want to look at him and say, I give it my best. I give it my best. And the only way you can give it your best is to know him. Is to know him. If you're sitting in this building this morning and you've never been chosen, you've never been saved, you're missing the greatest blessing in all the world. Let's stand together, please.